everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. Ray is engineering and producing our show, does a great job with us. And it's May Day. It's May 1st, Monday, 2017. And I think, Ray, they just reported that another very hot month, April, the fourth hottest temperatures ever recorded out of Tucson International Airport. And as I recall, March was also, I think, about the fourth warmest month. So we're off to a very, very warm year so far, and very little rain. Quite a bit of a deficit right now in our yearly rainfall. But the good news is the winds finally died down, and the big fire near Sonoyta pretty much now totally contained. The Buckmaster Show, our live line number 790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation during our Monday political face-off for your calls and questions, always welcome. Our Monday political face-off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and his family specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Also, of course, they are on Facebook. Our Monday political face-off features commentators John Munger, Tucson attorney, very well known. John's been here in town for a long time. He's the former president of the Arizona Board of Regents and the 2010 Republican candidate, one of the candidates for Arizona governor. Vince Robigo will be walking in. He's tied up in traffic. He'll be with us very shortly. Vince, longtime Democrat Party activist and former Arizona Attorney General candidate and head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party here in Pima County. So, John Munger, how was your weekend?
Fabulous weekend. Wasn't it beautiful?
Very, very beautiful weekend. Did you get out there and play any golf?
I played a couple rounds, nine holes. 18's too much work.
Yep.
No, it was a great weekend. Beautiful.
But you also were telling me that you were involved with a Habitat for Humanity project.
Yeah, our church group goes out and five or six of us go out and participate in Habitat, and we worked on some buildings. We did some pre-stucco prep, which involves putting up chicken wire. You know, the chicken wire gives the stucco something to hold on to. Yeah. And it was fun. We had a lot of fun. Good people.
All right.
Men and women.
All right. 100 days, the 100-day mark for the president. How do you think President Trump has done, John Munger?
Well, I think he's done a great job. You know, I'm not convinced this 100-day thing is all that.
You think people make too much of it?
I think they make way too much of it. I mean, you know, for example, what did Barack Obama accomplish in his first 100 days? He got past a stimulus, close to a trillion dollar stimulus package, that George Bush had started talking about, and that, of course, basically failed. But other than that, he didn't get anything done in the first 100 days. And I don't think that's critical. Lyndon Johnson got a lot of things done in his first 100 days, but by the end of his term was so unpopular that he couldn't run again. I think you've got to take a longer term view of any administration than just get all excited about 100 days. But on the other hand, I think Trump accomplished a lot. A lot of people haven't focused on the fact that he signed 10 or 11 bills that have passed Congress, cutting regulations under the Congressional Regulatory Act.
Those were proclamations, right?
No. Those are acts of Congress cutting regulations that passed both houses and were signed by the president. That the press, of course, hasn't focused on that. He's had a very, I think, effective foreign relations presence, where he's done some, he's reestablished America's leadership in the world. From everything I hear, countries around the world, except the North Koreans, are delighted that he, that America is back. We've had a number of things that he's done on the executive orders, his executive orders. He's already reduced the amount of illegal immigration. The amount of illegal immigration has declined by 72% already since Obama's last month in office.
Okay, well, let's bring Vince in. Vince, good to see you. Thank you for, I know you're tied up in traffic, but thanks for making it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As you've just heard John talking that he's very pleased with the first 100 days, I take it you have got a different picture.
Yes, I do. Vastly different. And it starts from the sort of big picture that what we have in the White House right now is not normal. We do not have a normal presidency. We have someone and who over in the past 100 days, really, it has been a colossal failure, a complete demonstration of both incompetence, lack of planning, thin-skinnedness, and you know, if you want to sit down and break it down into these, he signed these many bills trying to erase Obama's legacy and get rid of regulations, which is really the bulk of what all those bills that John has talked about are, efforts to obey, erase efforts that were regulations and proclamations and executive orders that, that President Obama had put in place. But he has really not provided anything of significance. The one thing he could claim is that he got his Supreme Court justice through. And
that's
the
big deal.
It's a big deal, and the Republicans couldn't even do that without effectively denying the last president the rightful opportunity to put Merrick Garland on there. And so even with that, I mean, he got that through, there's no doubt. But it's been a 100 days that's been marked with bizarre unpredictability, reversals. You know, one day NATO is obsolete. We're not going forward with that. And the next day, no, NATO's okay. Same things with China. China is a currency manipulator. We're coming down on China. And the next, you know, literally within days is praising the leader of China, and oh, their currency has gone up, and actually things are different.
So the consistency factor
is completely
lacking, in your opinion.
It is, and, yeah. and you know, this is not just coming from, you know, this is not just a partisan. Obviously, I have my partisan views mm-hmm. as to it, but in terms of what's actually happening, this is being echoed by conservative commentators like Jennifer Rubin, many, Anna Navarro, plenty of people.
Well, David
in the
Gergen,
world.
Too, the former, I think he worked for the Reagan administration, columnist. He was saying, John Munger, over the weekend, that the speech that Donald Trump delivered in Pennsylvania was very disturbing, in that Donald Trump is still talking to his base of 35% to 42%, but he's not trying to be the president for all the people. What do you say to that?
I'd say I thought he made a great speech, and I thought it was, frankly, who the hell is David Gergen? I have to tell you, as a lifelong conservative, mm-hmm. David Gergen is part of the problem. He's not part of the solution. He's on what, CNN or MSNBC?
CNN, yeah.
David Gergen doesn't have a clue what's going on within the Republican Party. Not a clue. And he's part of, you know, Vince is talking about, well, this isn't normal. Thank God it's not normal. We don't need any more of old-time, Washington-style, normal, day-after-day politics. We've got to clean up what's been going on in Washington. And if the Democrats don't understand why the president is cultivating the Chinese premier, then they don't have a clue what's going on. Obviously, and Trump said specifically, we need the Chinese to work with us on North Korea. And Trump said specifically, We'll get to the currency manipulation later. We don't need to have that fight with the Chinese right now. We need the Chinese to help us with North Korea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the problem is they don't understand. The other side doesn't understand negotiations. For example, not only the Chinese president or premier, but NATO. You know, the effect of Trump talking about NATO has resulted in the NATO countries finally paying their fair share of the NATO bill by putting the 2% of their national gross product into NATO so that we aren't carrying the whole load. That's right. Negotiations. That's the kind of thing Trump does, and he's good at it. He said to the NATO people, you either get on board this program or we're going to do it ourselves.
Okay.
And they are starting now to react and put the money into their own armed forces to support NATO the way they should. That's good, not bad.
Vince, we'll come to you, I promise, right after we take a break. It's 12:15. Also, Tom and Matthew, hang on. We'll get to you after the break. It is our Monday political face-off. Vince Robigo will be responding to what John Munger said right after this. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. The excitement is building for the grand opening in 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Tuesday at noon on Buckmaster. Let's talk summer travel plans. I'm ready to get away. Are you? We'll talk with Ryan Hansen of Tucson's Bon Voyage Travel, plus Shelley Fishman, his audio postcard from the UK. Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live listening podcasts and our archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. All right, welcome back to our Monday Political Face-Off. Vince Robigo is with us and John Munger. The Face-Off, of course, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I'd like to say thank you to Moe. Thank you for your support over the years. We have two callers, and then I said we would get right to Vince, but Vince and John agreed. Let's not keep folks waiting too long. So let's go to Tom first. Hey, Tom, what's your comment?
Washington lobbyists buying influence with the Congress, how can the will of the average voter be felt?
Okay. John or Vince, do you want to take a stab at that about lobbyists? Vince, go ahead.
Well, I don't know where John stands on this, but I think that it is a pernicious problem in American democracy. The amount of power that lobbyists have, and I don't know what the answer is other than, you know, taking money out of the equation in some fashion. I don't know how you would get there, because, you know, when the Supreme Court, you know, back in the 70s held that money is the equivalent of free speech, pretty much that opens the door for these people that have more money, in other words, these big corporate lobbyists, to have more influence and therefore also more speech in the electoral process. But the process of every 2 years, these congressional candidates are running for re-election, and as soon as they get elected, they're out there just trying to get their big giant campaign war chests. I think it's a major problem and is warping American democracy.
What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think it is too, and I'm not sure what the solution is either. I think probably the only solution is that the good news, and it's not just corporations, but every interest group, the unions, every interest group, AARP, every group in the country is represented by a lobbyist. Tom is represented by several lobbyists. He may not know it, but he's members of various organizations. The counties, mm-hmm. The cities have lobbyists. Everybody has a lobbyist and has a lobbyist. I'm very concerned about, as Vince called it, the pernicious influence of money. I don't know that the solution is anything other than that, well, if we're going to have some lobbyists, then everybody needs a lobbyist. Everybody needs to be heard. But it's tough. I agree with Vince. It's pernicious.
And the problem is, the problem on top of what John is saying is that even with that kind of an idea of a solution that everybody should be represented, the reality is many are not, and mm-hmm. are at least not equivalently represented, because big corporate America is the ones that have the money to spend.
And the loudest voice, to the extent
that you have money, you're going to have an outsized voice.
So
that's a problem, because the everyday average Joe or you know, teacher who's working two jobs,
they're not
going to
have the megaphone.
They're
not going to have that megaphone.
Money is so important. The congressmen in both parties not only have to raise money for themselves, they have to raise money for the party, and it's a problem. It's a real problem.
Now, in Arizona, we've tried to get, you know, to address that by providing a mechanism by where others could get elected to the clean elections process. But then that has run into a bunch of people that don't like the idea, or that this idea of money being free speech.
Right.
And how do you restrict or have those regulations? So I don't think you can get at it without getting at some of these big U.S. Supreme Court decisions like Buckley v. Valeo, which says money is the equivalent of speech, and then also things like Citizens United and some of these others that allow this basically unlimited checkbook.
All right, let's go to Matthew, called us at 790-2040. He wants to, I believe, address something John has said. Hey, Matthew.
Yeah, you know, I'm foregoing my conversation with General Wickham because, John, your comment about David Gergen is frustrating to me. If you don't know who David Gergen is...
Well, I know who he is.
No, what you said, in any case, David Gergen is what I refer to as the closest thing we still have to an honest broker. He is a professional. He has served presidents from both parties. His only purpose has been to bring professionalism to policymaking. And he's a well-respected teacher in leadership. And it would do the administration well to have somebody of his caliber. It's not going to be him anymore, but somebody of his caliber actually working. And the closest thing they have right now is H.R. McMaster, and that's not fair to H.R. McMaster, being a military officer, to have to serve as the only reasonable person in the administration who had to walk back the president's ridiculous statement that South Korea needed to come up with $1 billion for the THAAD program.
So okay, Matthew.
Right now you have a cabinet of three ring circus clowns, from Mnuchin even to John Kelly, which is upsetting. So, truthfully, you should seriously consider listening to somebody like David Gergen.
Well, that's your opinion, Matthew, and I consider David Gergen. He may be from your perspective a wise man. I consider him part of the problem within. He claims to be a spokesman on CNN for the Republican side. He's just not. I mean, CNN claims that he speaks for me on the conservative side. He doesn't. Now, if you wanna have him on CNN and say this guy's a wise man, fine. But don't try to sell him as a spokesman for the conservative movement or the Republican Party. I happen to think that Trump's got probably the best cabinet that we've had in decades. You may not like it. I think it's wonderful. And I will say that people around the world have commended President Trump for the quality of his cabinet. Speaking of the Secretary of State, Tillerson, on down the road.
Vince, go ahead.
David Gergen just doesn't have a clue what the conservative movement is trying to do.
Here's the problem with the kind of people from around the world that are congratulating Trump. You've got admitted killers like Duterte from the Philippines, who compliments the president, and the president invites a human rights violator who has not only personally admitted to killing people, but also his administration has been plagued with thousands of extrajudicial killings in their country. Extremely unpopular.
Under he's a man name who, of cleaning who, up the
yeah,
drug
who
problem.
Lauds, correct, for these drug problems they had there. But and so you have somebody who's willing to laud strongmen like him, the leaders of Egypt, dictators, and those are the people that are complimenting Trump. The reality is what's happening is you have an administration that has no credibility because the president-in-chief has become a serial liar. Okay. He lies about everything from sending an armada to Korea when it was absolutely false, and that sends major messages to people all over the world. We have a major problem because the administration is self-interested. It's the biggest collection of billionaires who have publicly taken positions against the very agencies that they are now leading, and it is a president who is attacking the fundamental precepts of our democracy against an independent judiciary, attacking the First Amendment. You talk to me about an administration that also has these problems and hundreds of important State Department positions that are unfilled because he doesn't even understand the importance of this.
All right. Well, John, can you hold your thought so we can get one more call in who's been waiting? Okay.
Sure.
Ingrid, go ahead very quickly. I've only got about 90 seconds.
Oh, okay. can somebody address the issue of how many hours a week our elected officials are required to raise money for their political party?
Well, they're not required to spend a certain amount of time, but they are, on both sides, required to raise a certain amount of money, and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars in addition to their own campaign.
And that does take a lot of time.
It takes a lot of time, but there's no time limit. Let me just respond.
There is no legal on to that. There is no legal requirement. There's nothing that requires them to raise money at all for their parties.
But there's no legal requirement, but if they want to be on important committees, etc.
All right. Now, John, you can respond.
Now, let me respond to Vince's. You know, Vince's comment about people coming to visit the president. The president's had President Merkel.
He refused to shake.
He's had
making an embarrassment for our entire country.
He's had all kinds of leaders. He's got by virtue of his leadership, he's got NATO working to do its job, and everybody participating and not just leading on the United States. But Duterte. Let's talk about Duterte.
Real quickly,
we need to have Duterte working with us. Forget, okay, he's a killer. You know, we need him because he's right next to the Chinese. He is important. He has major U.S. bases in the Philippines. We've got to work with him. We've got to work with him in the South China Sea area. You've got to work with these people, Vince. You cannot just say, oh, so-and-so's a bad guy, we're not going to work with him. And that's the problem.
That's not why it happened.
That's not the problem with your kind of leadership. You're not going to work with anybody you don't like. That's not the way the world works, Vince.
All right. John Munger, Vince Robigo. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We've got General Wickham coming up talking about the latest on the situation in Korea. The Monday Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Thank you, Moe, for your support. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and I'm Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Memorial Day weekend, the 22nd annual Silver City Blues Festival. You know, Silver City is a great destination, only 3 hours east of Tucson. They've been one of our fine supporters pretty much since we started the radio project over 6 years ago, and we send so many of our listeners over there. Check out southwestnewmexico.org. That's a great starting point with all the recreation activities, the hiking, the antiquing, good dining in historic Silver City, and there's great places to stay listed there at southwestnewmexico.org as well. All right, usually the first Monday of the month, depending on the calendar and if there's a holiday, but we have General Wickham with us, and it's always a pleasure. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Adams Wickham Jr., was the U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 79 to 82. General Wickham served 4 decades in the Army. He's retired in Oro Valley. He joins us now on the live line. General Wickham, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill, and great to be on your program again. I just got off the telephone with your dear friend Steve Herman.
Oh, yeah.
Who asked to give you his very best and how much he admires you and the role that you played in mentoring his life.
Well, Steve began his career, his broadcast career, with me at NBC Radio in Las Vegas in the 70s, and he has now gone on to be White House correspondent for the Voice of America. I'm so proud of Steve and the things he's accomplished. General Wickham, in an op-ed piece, an opinion piece that's going to be published very soon in the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, you talk about several options we have in North Korea. Let's talk a little bit about that to begin with.
Yes, there are options with North Korea, and that's one of the points that Steve Herman wanted to ask me about, because President Trump has said, I'm willing to meet with Kim Jong-un one-on-one. And what do we think about that? Well, whatever we can do to get the North Koreans to a table and talk about the issues facing Northeast Asia, that's fine. The ideal thing would be to have the six-party talks resume, because the nuclear problem is a regional one that threatens China, South Korea, Japan, as well as Russia. So if we can get Kim Jong-un to agree to some kind of negotiations, whatever it takes to get him to agree. Now, people who have met with Kim Jong-un, I have never, but the people who have gone to him, scholars, say that he is an irrational, dangerous person. And interesting that President Trump has called him a smart cookie. Odd phrase, but it means something in our Western style of living. Smart cookie because Kim Jong-un has survived growing up and leading the nation, with many elites that would try to overthrow him or get rid of him. But he's been a ruthless dictator. He's killed people who have threatened him. He just killed his half-brother, and he's going to kill others. So he's a dangerous person. Now, does that mean we can't negotiate with him? No. As my op-ed indicates, I think we can agree to negotiate with him. There are things that can be done, as we did with the USSR, the Soviet Union, during the Cold War, and with Iran, to constrain nuclear power. And we can constrain North Korea to get inspections started again, get North Korea to re-sign the non-proliferation treaty that they once signed, get them to agree to controls on export of technology and weapons material. There's going to have to be a quid pro quo for all of this, but I think we can negotiate with them. At least we've got to do that rather than have a nuclear war.
All right, let's go to the live line. Our friend Jim is with us. Jim Kelly, go ahead, Jim. You're with General Wickham.
Hey, Jim, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, sir. You know, oppressed people usually fight their regimes with very passive-aggressive sabotage within organizations. Do you think that the failed missile experiments are a result of outside forces or sabotage within the forces of the North Korean Defense Ministry?
Excellent question, Jim. As you and I probably surmise, I believe, that there has been cyber warfare being undertaken and that we have played a role in destroying those missiles before they ever got off the ground. Now, the President Kennedy said, when he was asked about that, he said, I prefer not to talk about that. Well, that's a good evasive answer. But I do believe that we have played a role with cyber warfare to destroy their weapons before they get off the ground. We did that with Israel against Iran, and it's a nuclear power plant years ago, as you know.
All right. Good question from Jim Kelly. So I see that Putin and the Prime Minister of Japan got together, and they're very... they were calling for talks about North Korea, General Wickham. They're both very concerned about what's going on.
Exactly, Bill. They were in Moscow meeting, and both of them spoke very strongly about the need to have talks. Talks are the way to avoid conflict. We understand that in spades. And unfortunately, Bill, as people will probably disagree with me on this, but I understand, we are sticking our thumb in the Koreans' eye by sending a nuclear power carrier group up the Korean Peninsula, by continuing these military exercises, which we do every year with the South Koreans, and we send over thousands, many thousands of troops to do that. The North Koreans look upon that as just preparing for an invasion, and we don't understand the paranoia that North Koreans feel about the West. They experienced the god-awful destruction of the Japanese in spades, and what they did to destroy their culture, their language, their religion, and their women, as a matter of fact. And so they've seen that in the Korean War. And so the North Koreans are paranoid, and why we continue these activities that threaten them when we can do other things that can encourage North Koreans to sit down at the table and be less threatened. I think that time is approaching when we must do that.
How close are we to the brink on all of this, General Wickham? I know my friend Steve Herman probably asked you a similar question for the Voice of America this morning.
Well, we're not that close, I don't believe. The threat is real. No doubt about it. The North Koreans have perhaps two dozen nuclear weapons the size that we used in World War II, and they're making as many more. And my guess, within a year, they'll have a megaton yield weapon that can fit on a missile that could reach the United States. Would they ever do it? I don't think so. But they could be irrational. And I think President Trump has just opined. Is Kim Jong-un sane? He said, I don't know, and none of us know whether he's sane or not. But when you think about it, here is the North Korean regime, led by the grandson of the founder of North Korea, Kim Il-sung. And would they sacrifice everything that they have devoted their lives to in building North Korea in a war that could destroy North Korea completely? I don't think so. I think there'd be irrational behavior on their part. But they will threaten us. They will do things that make us believe they're irrational. But I don't think they're irrational. Therefore, to answer your question, I don't think we're close to any kind of war.
All right. And before I take the break, just a quick follow-up on that, General Wickham. As you reflect back, was there ever a so-called good old days in the relations with North Korea since the end of the Korean conflict? Was there ever a very low stress period there?
Not much, Bill. It's been tense the whole time. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, border between North and South Korea is only 20-25 miles from Seoul, downtown Seoul. Seoul is a city like Los Angeles or Phoenix. It's a huge city. And so the South Koreans realize the danger that exists. And so there's constant activity going on that lead to tension. And when there's trouble in the South, just as this tragic event with the impeachment of Park Geun-hye, the wonderful woman who's a daughter of Park Chung-hee, that could be something the North Koreans could take advantage of.
All right, we're going to take our break right here, coming up on 1246, 790-2040. If you have any questions for General Wickham, not only about the situation in Korea, but any foreign affairs questions, he would be very happy to entertain those questions. We'll be right back, Monday edition of The Buckmaster Show. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine. Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's going to be a great week to do some gardening, and the place to go to get all of your gardening supplies and the beautiful things to plant is Green Things, 3384 East River Road. This is such a fine organization on 13 acres, beautiful location, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. My friends Jack and Jan are the owners, and they really care about their customers and the products that they sell. Go to greenthingsaz.com. General John Wickham, the former Chief of Staff of the United States Army, is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're so honored to have General Wickham contribute to the program once a month here. He is our military and foreign affairs contributor. General Wickham, let's move on from Korea and China for a bit and talk about this upcoming election in France and what the implications could be for the North American Treaty Alliance, for NATO.
Well, it's interesting. You're exactly right, Bill. The interesting dimension is that Le Pen, who is very arch-conservative, the daughter of the founder of that arch-conservative right-wing party, she's an attractive person, although I doubt that she has the votes that will get her elected as president. But nonetheless, it's a movement there, and she has a referendum that she wants to push if she became president to get France out of the European Union, in other words, a Frexit, like a Brexit with the British. And that's not good for the Western world at all, or for Europe. Now, the other one, Macron, is sort of in the middle of the political spectrum, but a young man with great enthusiasm, but he's a nationalist also. And so he brings some of the same spirit that Le Pen does to France, being much more independently minded outlook. So I think that either way, we're likely to see much more movement from France against the European Union as opposed to being a strong member of the European Union. I think they'll be still a strong member of NATO.
In your time as chief of the Army, what was your relationship with NATO?
Considerable. I traveled over there multiple times a year, visited troops, all kinds of troops, foreign troops as well as the U.S., and went to NATO meetings in Brussels. So I had a good relationship with them. As a matter of fact, Bill, when I was retiring, there was a great deal of pressure brought to bear to get me to go to NATO and be the commander, the supreme commander. But my wife, Anne, had just lost her mother, and we decided the time had come to retire and come out here and enjoy the Southwest. But I also had pressure brought on me to become head of the CIA.
Wow.
And but that didn't work out because George Shultz, the Secretary of State, had an animus towards Cap Weinberger, the Secretary of Defense, and he didn't want to have another one of Cap Weinberger's henchmen in the White House, so he disagreed with that. In any event, a lot of pressures to get involved with NATO.
Well, the spy game is kind of in your genes. Wasn't your father involved with
Good memory, Bill. Yeah. He exactly was. He was with the OSS.
Yes, the predecessor.
Predecessor of the CIA, and he served in China as a serving as an American spy, posing as an interned American lawyer.
Huh.
And the same thing, he posed in Istanbul as an interned American lawyer, reporting on what he saw, and again posing as a lawyer, but not actively serving. So he did a lot of that service, and there are a lot of people that did those things.
Well, you mentioned Istanbul. We had a nice half-hour conversation with the former United States ambassador, Ambassador Pearson. He was the U.S. ambassador to Turkey from 2003, or I believe 2003 to 2006. But he was in town to speak to the Tucson Committee on Foreign Relations last week. We had a good conversation with him, and he knows this President Erdogan very well, and he's worried about him, General Wickham.
That's interesting, the fact that he knows him well and
yeah.
is worried about him. He's worried about him, I'm sure, because Erdogan is seeking to have dictatorial powers
mm-hmm.
and to use the power of Turkey, which is not inconsequential. It's one of the strong members of NATO. It's got a large military, plays a crucial role in the Middle East, and so he could very well lead Turkey into a dangerous confrontation with other countries in the Middle East and with Russia. So we've got to be careful how we do this. On the other hand, there is a movement to establish a political leadership. It's not uncommon, a leadership like the United States with a president that's elected, no National Assembly, no parliament, no prime minister, just like we do a president. So that could be useful in terms of moving Turkey ahead, as opposed to trying to negotiate things with a Congress the way we're struggling with now.
The use of chemical weapons in Syria is so troubling, General Wickham.
Exactly, Bill, and it reflects on the fact that Russia did not play a thorough role in allowing the weapons to be taken out. They were the ones who proposed helping to get rid of them. And they were the ones who went to every one of the places that were designated by the Russians and the Syrians as places where weapons were stored. But my guess is that they allowed hundreds of tons of sarin gas and maybe other chemicals to be stored and used. So, and the fact that the Russians, as Syria's best friends in the Middle East, are allowing them to do that, I think reflects adversely on Putin and the Russian influence.
Who supplied those chemical weapons to them?
Well, they may have been supplied, but they may have been also created in Syria. Sarin gas, like a lot of things, can be made relatively easily once you know the chemistry. And my guess is the material was made in Syria.
Mm. Certainly a troublesome situation there, and the world a very dangerous place, as it usually is. Right, General Wickham?
Oh, you're right, Bill. And, a lot of people, I just had a phone call from a young woman, mother, a brand-new child, and she said, what should I do? Should I be deeply worried about North Korea and the dangerous world? Mm. Should I try to go and live in another country?
Mm.
And well, there are people that are beginning to believe that and worry that way. I don't think they should. I think we're going to straighten things out. It's going to take time. I'm not sure that our current leadership here is all that focused, but it will grow. Look at the things that have changed already. So I'm optimistic about the future.
And are you very happy in Oro Valley right now?
Best place we've ever lived.
Ah.
And, moving into Splendido, where we've been here now 11 years, one of the best decisions we've ever made.
And you have lived literally all over the world.
All over the world. Ann and I have lived in 35 different homes.
Oh, my goodness. So,
and she's built a lifestyle in every one of them. And, yeah, and Korea was one of our happy times together. But actually, the best place was Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 101st Airborne Division.
All right, General Wickham, always a pleasure, and it's always great to hear from you. Thank you, sir.
God bless, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. General John Wickham, still going very strong, thank goodness for that. What a wonderful contributor to our community. And also, look, if you're in the Green Valley area and Saharita Sun, he's got an op-ed that's going to be coming up very soon in the local paper down in Saharita and Green Valley. All right, Mike Check with Mike Shaw coming up this afternoon. I believe, Ray Allen, you all will be talking about the upcoming City of Tucson election and the sales tax, one of the items on the agenda. Coming up tomorrow, Wake Up Tucson, Christy Simone, 6 to 9. And then me, I'm up to the plate again, 12:04 on The Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Ray, have a great afternoon.